a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
As an
anxiety.
Or just thinking.
Thing.
Oh, I could have been better. Let's go. One more try.
What did I say to you? Don't pull the fader down. Turn it off. It's a lot cleaner and it's a lot better for production. Now, I'm not going to say it again.
As an
anxiety.
Or just
thinking.
Nothing. You be the judge.
Not bad.
I was amazing.
Yeah, you were great. Yeah, you were on point.
Anyway, on last Thursday, Jimmy and I went up to Melbourne on the train. Marshall, can I just say, Marshall Station, first time being there.
Yeah.
Where have I been in my life? What a quality venue.
Yeah, good suburb.
And can I just give a shout out to the guy at Marshall Station that helped me because my card, my bloody, what are they called? My card.
Your Mikey.
Yeah, thanks. I'm like, hey, I've got this. Do I need a paper one to get a V-Line? Like, it's been like years before I got a V-Line. And he's like, no, but that Mikey is forever years old, so I'm going to update you to a new one. I'm like,
nice.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Anyway, he was so nice and funny, and he was like, great, you know, he was awesome.
Was he handsome as well? I mean, come
on, always,
do you want to marry
always,
him?
Always, always.
Sounds like you do.
No, I'm just saying he was really nice, and it's nice to have a situation when people are nice at their job.
Okay.
Anyway, so we caught the V-Line up and we went to see Lloyd Langford.
Oh, yeah.
At the Comedy Festival.
Funny
who,
guy.
For those that don't know, is a Welsh comedian who is on Have You Been Paying Attention? And he's
Edmund's
married to
baby daddy.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah. And he's gorgeous and he's funny, like beautiful man, right? So we got there and it was packed. And the way that they do the Comedy Festival is amazing because there's so many people everywhere and it's just hectic.
Mm.
But we were second row. We had a chance to go in the front row and I'm like, absolutely not. So Jimmy and I were in the second row, okay? And when I go to a comedy show, I find it an enjoyable experience to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
But I also feel that I have to perform. So especially when I'm in a situation where I know that the comedian can see me, right? So when I'm close to the front, I have to make sure that I'm smiling at every instance in case they look over to me. I want them to get the sense of, you're doing so well, sweetie.
Yeah.
Like, yes, good job.
Yeah.
So it's actually a workout for me. Because I want to make sure that I'm, you know, yes, I laugh, but I'll do a courtesy laugh every now and again too.
Yeah.
Like that's just being a good audience member.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get them in the vibe. Although I didn't need it with Lloyd because he was hilarious. But when he was telling a story and he looked around, I was like smiling and nodding, engaged the whole time. My face was so sore by
it's
the end of it.
It's your performance art though.
It's,
you could never do stand-up, but you could absolutely be in a crowd and still your own performance.
Yes, and I just wondered, is it anxiety or just doing a thing?
1,000%.
Does everybody do this?
No, 1,000% that is
nobody
anxiety.
Does that.
Nobody, everybody is goes to see a show and if they laugh, they laugh. If they don't, they don't.
No one thinks about the performer?
No one's sitting there thinking about No one is thinking about what the comedian thinks when they look at your face.
Are you for real?
Absolutely.
No one thinks about
not
that.
One,
well,
not
you're
one.
All horrible people.
Probably, yes, but still doesn't make it any less true.
But you're all obviously a lot less anxious than me. Okay, so it's anxiety. We've discovered that.
Yeah.
And I apologise if I offended Lloyd in any way by smiling at him the whole time.
You're going further down the rabbit hole. Stop.
Okay.
Stop
all right.
With the...
Just play the thing.
He's fine.
Just play the thing.
He doesn't care.
As
anxiety.
Or just
thinking.
Nothing. You be the judge.
Better, hey?
And give us a ring.
Smile.
Oh, so.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Look, we know that they're terrible, but I have to put my hand up and say I love them. I love Instagram gossip pages.
Oh.
I love blind
like the Hollywood
items.
One is Dumois.
I love all of that stuff, right? And I wish I was a better person, but I'm not. But a scathing blind item has been posted to an Instagram gossip account recently, and it's claimed that an unnamed public figure who has something to do with the AFL has engaged in sustained affairs with multiple young women behind the scenes for years.
Yeah. Golden boy is how this person is described.
Yeah. So they publicly play the role of devoted partner, but apparently they're very naughty.
And their partner knows about it.
Mm.
decided it's easier to keep up the image despite being told and asked for help by multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple women.
Multiple women. It goes on to claim as well, for those that have seen the damage up close, it's infuriating. He's not just a cheater, he's a manipulator.
Oh.
And sooner or later, that mask is going to crack, no yes. matter how big the stage he's standing on. Cameron Ling, do you have anything to say?
Oh, this is insinuation and accusation.
No, we're just, look, we know when it comes to AFL Golden Boys.
Yeah.
I am definitely not one of them.
Oh, you're pretty golden, mate. No.
Apparently it says here, charming and articulate he's been claimed as, so that doesn't really fit
the
brief.
That rules me out.
But Golden Boy, yes.
No, Golden Boy rules me out as well.
Apparently his type are interns, assistants, junior journalists. So he's, whoever he is in the media because he promises mentorship, media opportunities and career support.
Yeah, see, that rules me out because I wouldn't promise any of that. That requires work.
It says he knows exactly how to make them feel seen, special, like they're getting a shortcut to the spotlight until they realise what he actually wants.
Again, rules me out because outside of the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m, I'm clocked off. I'm not doing anything.
Well, that's what you say.
Yeah.
But have you clocked on to someone else at that time?
Oh, stop.
Mate, it's the rumour mill. We just wanted to get you here because everyone's going to be thinking, this is Cameron Ling. It
Nobody
also says that he's been recently spiralling, partying, using and texting women and having a lot of fun on the scene, we'll say.
Okay.
Is a G-rated way to say it.
Again.
Some of these messages go back to his AFL days. Cameron Ling, are you sure?
First of all, okay. Two responses to that.
This is a safe space. Remember, this is a safe space.
Goes back to my AFL days. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Number two, it rules me out because you said partying.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't go. I don't stay awake beyond 9 a.m. I mean PM.
Oh.
I mean PM. No. I did happen to catch a glimpse of that particular rumour that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I am so keen to find out who it is. I have sent my little feelers. You know, like in the movies, like little sentinels go out into the wide beyond.
Little birdies.
I've put a few of those out and I'm hoping to find out who it is.
Okay, if you do, can you tell everyone or you won't be doing that?
Oh, it depends who it comes back with.
Oh, amazing.
Also, that does seem like the kind of thing this guy would say.
Yeah. I've been manipulated.
You have.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
If you guys remember last week, I brought to the table the fact that Dodzie, my wife, is joining the coaching ranks. She's very excited about it. Mm-hmm. She is coaching soccer this season as part of Jed, his first season there. She's like, yeah, I can do this. No worries at all. Just a little update to the whole thing.
Yeah.
As you could imagine, you two both know Dodzie.
Love Dodzie. She's so quality.
Yeah, sure.
She's definitely carrying the team.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, you could say all those things. But, I mean, has an occasional tendency to make things bigger than Ben-Hur.
Okay. That's you saying that, not us.
No. You're nodding along, agreeing.
I'm actually not here right now.
Completely agreeing. So she's asked me for like a little bit of like, oh, you know, what should I do with a training session? So I've gone to the effort of planning a whole session for a type one out, everything like that. Talking her through, oh, you know, just do this. Lots of touches of the ball. The kids just want to have fun, this sort of stuff.
Can you imagine, like, him then printing it up at their house with one of those laser printers with the, you know, the holes on down the side of the
paper? Yeah, having a written Oh, I've accidentally printed the happy birthday sheet again. 72 pages.
That's exactly what it looked like. I wasn't enough. Dodzie then went and got herself, rang another person who is a beautiful, beautiful human who's coached soccer for years, played soccer, everything. He's got his hands full with, apart from his own job, his own family, like he's coaching everything he does. She's like, can you be my coaching mentor for the season?
Oh, bless, yeah.
And they're having a little meeting, catch up on Friday to plan for the session.
Cute.
I'm like, so I'm not enough. I go to all that effort of planning a training session for you and printing it all out and everything like that. But that ain't good enough. You go and get yourself a coaching mentor. If Ange Postecoglou ends up losing his job at Tottenham, you want him to come back and help out, do you? All right? And even on the weekend, over the Easter weekend, I even had our kids out in the backyard demonstrating for her the drills. Because I said, sometimes it's hard. You write down a bit of paper. I've got a cone there and a cone there. And it's like this far apart. I said, you got to see it so you know how to set it out. Yeah. So I had the kids doing the drills and everything like that. And they're like, oh, and mum, so you start the ball here and then you pass to that one and then they pass to that one. They're all doing it beautifully, everything like that. I went to De Grandi's in Mirrible Street, bought her a board, bought her some magnets, bought her some texters, bought her a whistle, bought her some bibs. Said, like, here's your little coaching pack. This will be great fun. But no, go and find yourself a coaching mentor other than me. Sure.
Sounds like somebody wants to coach Jimmy's soccer team. To me, I don't know if it's Dodsy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
Okay, so this is a fun game. I swear to God it's fun.
Let's explain what goes on here. Not for everybody listening right now, for Loggy, who's just about to do it, because you haven't quite grasped this concept. So on the back of, remember the old VHSs that you'd go and get at your local video store? They used to have a little bit of a blurb about what the movie's about.
Mm.
We're going to get you, Log, to explain the movie that you've got in your mind, but in a bad way, a creative way, a different way.
He's
and
saying
we're going to guess it.
So full on to me when last week he explained like a line of a movie.
I nailed it last week.
He did, you explained so part of a movie.
You explained part of it. You didn't explain in the
plot of
the movie.
Don't get bitter that you two couldn't guess it.
So I've got the plot of the movie here.
Okay.
Just so you're aware.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
Tom and I are going to guess.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Guy who can't swim ends up falling in love with fish.
Oh. Is it?
Oh, okay. I've got one.
Okay, you go.
But I don't have a.
Yeah, I was just looking for the audio.
Nah, you're probably going to have to have a music or something. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say as well.
Oh, damn it! I was literally like, that's fine. Okay, because I was like. And then, okay, so the other one that I was going to do is guy's dog finds fish, love ensues. Does that?
That would have been more obtuse.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom and I are just really clever.
Seems like a missed opportunity to play Kiss the Girl, which is an absolute
certified A-grade banger.
Yeah,
I know. Well, we
have it. Banger.
We
do
have
we?
It.
I don't think
don't
we
have
do.
It in
no.
System?
Want to
Did
kiss
you search
the
for
girl.
It? Oh, well, we've got a rendition like that.
I thought you were going to go with a cartoon version of Biography of Lauren Tomuskis and Ursula's story from The Little Mermaid could be in there.
Ursula is hot. She's a businesswoman. She gets things done. All right? So good. I'm glad I'm Ursula. Good.
Hey. Well, he wasn't talking about, like, to look at. He was sort of more...
Well, she's got a great front quadrant.
He was more talking about sort of the odour.
Oh, my God.
Come on, where's the song?
Do you know
Come
what?
On, where's the song?
Side note, I didn't know that Sebastian was Jamaican.
Oh.
I didn't realise he was Jamaican.
Here we go. Oh, you didn't realise?
No.
Winds.
Words.
Yeah, you see. There across the way, she don't got a lot to say.
We're not really going to play this all.
Not the whole thing. You just want to get to a chorus, if you wouldn't mind just
butting out.
Don't know why, but you're dying.
Loggy's doing a lot of suggestive movements right now.
Did you hear something?
Oh, Eric is so hot.
I have to
sorry,
stop. Cameron,
can we just say Eric is the hottest Disney prince? Oh, there might be new ones out and about now, but Eric, damn. You know?
Okay.
Well done on your
say?
Explanation
no, well
of
we
the movie.
We can open the phones to that if you want.
Yeah.
Hottest Disney Prince, 5223255.
Well, Eric is. Well, it's Eric.
Mm.
Eric. Okay, well, you know what? Robin from Robin Hood is, but he's a fox, so it makes it weird.
Yeah, that is a little weird. And this went a place I didn't think, but Certainly, you did not do a good job of explaining it badly because Lingy and I nailed it immediately.
Okay, sorry.
And back to the drawing board for you. Thanks to our mates at Stan, though, for helping us bring you Movies Explained Badly. Again, for another week, the biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Are you going to say anything yet, Tommy?
What do you mean? I've been saying stuff since 6 a.m. You just got here.
I'm thinking more about the fact that yesterday was a certain member of our team's birthday. 40th birthday, in fact.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks, Tom.
Did you know it was her birthday yesterday?
No, I didn't know. I thought it was Thursday. What I did was I went 24th of April is always her birthday every year, so I'm going to assume it's the same this year, but for some reason it's changed to the 22nd this year, and I didn't realise. I just backed myself.
Oh, it's Loggy's fault for changing her birthday this year only.
No, I'm not going to say it wasn't my fault. I'm going to say it is definitely my fault for assuming that your birthday is on the same day every year.
Okay. Here we go. The thing is, like, it's all good, but I wouldn't care as much if you didn't make us throw a spectacle for your birthday each and every year.
Mine's super easy to remember.
Oh,
mate.
It's easy to remember when you start reminding us on the 1st of February that your birthday's on the 1st of March.
But also, Lingy and my birthdays are like 2 days apart.
Yeah, but Lingy,
easy to remember.
Lingy never mentions it.
But you can remember his birthday based on counting back from mine.
Yes.
But we also know when Tom's is because of the ticker tape parade that's been organised by him for his birthday.
For his own birthday. So that's why when you said, I'm going to be in Adelaide for your birthday... No, you said, I'm going to be in Adelaide on, I'm taking the Tuesday off.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. Like, you know, but then I thought there was a part of me that's like, maybe this is an elaborate scam that he's doing to celebrate my 40th birthday. Because
which is a big one.
Let's
to be
remember
fair.
When it was your 40th.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We had a speakeasy.
Oh,
in the studio,
you got
we?
The beers Party made stuff, up for him and everything, didn't you? Yeah. You went to all that effort.
Yeah.
So much effort.
Yeah. And that's fine. I am actually happy because you know me and birthdays, I get weirded out and whatever, and that's fine. But I just want to let you know that I don't really care, but I will dine out on this for the rest of our lives together.
Yeah. No, and
because
so
you will
should.
Be that forever is... the guy that forgot my 40th birthday.
Not forgot. I have plans for Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.